This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Fairland Senior Care. Patient first name is Tim, last name is Kopczynski, Kopczynski. Date of birth is 2/14/1959. Date of evaluation is 5/3/2022. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions, history of present illness. This is a 63 years old male who was admitted here on 2/11/22 upon transfer from Harper University Hospital. Patient chart indicates history of peripheral vascular disease, venous insufficiency, myositis, acute kidney failure, acquired absence of right leg above knee, sepsis, muscle weakness. Patient reports that he's doing okay under the circumstances. He knew that he has a arteriosclerotic disease and had suffered from gangrene of big toe in 2016. Patient reports that he was admitted to a Boulevard Temple Nursing Home post amputation. He reports that they did not take care of his wound. Patient talks about wanting to sue them. He acknowledged a history of substance abuse, including marijuana, cocaine, mescaline, and alcohol. Patient reports that he's never married and has no children. Period. He reports that he used to do different jobs. Period. He reports that that his mother and him moved to live with an uncle after parents got divorced. Period. Reports that his uncle was physically abusive to mom as well as to the patient. Period. He reports that he completed 10th grade education and did odd jobs. Period. He reports that he likes looking at stocks on his phone. Period. Patient was upset that other nursing home petitioned for guardianship. Period. Patient does not seem to exhibit any evidence of severe cognitive impairment or psychosis. Period. He did talk about history of bar fights and some times suffered head injuries from fights. Period. He reports that he is on Remeron but also took Seroquel in the past. Period. He knew he's at Fairland Nursing Home. He knew it's May 3rd, 2022. He knew Joe Biden as the president. He could repeat and recall 3 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, review of systems. general left leg amputation, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, wheelchair self-propelled, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, affect broad, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented time 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fun of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, fair and under allergies, no known allergies, next paragraph on assessment and plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plans, patient does not seem to show any evidence of severe cognitive impairment, psychosis, or severe depression. Period. He seems to have capacity to make informed medical decisions. He is aware of his current physical problems and the treatments needed. Period. Patient has a history of alcohol and substance abuse and probably has exhibited poor judgment over the years, but he still retains a capacity to make informed medical decision. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, also add diagnosis of alcohol use unspecified with alcohol induced disorder F10.99. Disposition continue Remeron as prescribed to improve mood, sleep and appetite. Period. Ongoing follow up with attending physician for medical management. Period may benefit from psychotherapy. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99305. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.